It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, September 29th, 2010. I'm John Moe. If you call 911 from a landline at your house, they know where you are and can come help you. But more and more people are giving up landlines every day. And if you call 911 from a cell phone, you're harder to track down. By the end of the year, the FCC will start implementing an 8-year plan to make it easier for 911 responders to find you based on cell phone location. Which is great, but 8 years? According to Jeff Cohen from the FCC's Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau, the technology is actually pretty daunting considering how phones track you today.
There's basically two ways the carriers determine your location today. One uses basically GPS chips that are in phones, and those are pretty reliable, but get enhanced within the network as well. So for those carriers that use that type of location determination technology, they'll have to make some improvements in their networks to enhance the ability of the GPS satellites to work. The other category of technology, which about half the carriers in the country use, is what we call network-based. And it depends on being able to triangulate your position from 3 or more cell towers in the vicinity of a caller. When there aren't at least 3 cell towers positioned that way, you can't triangulate. So what this order does for those types of carriers is it enables them to gradually blend into their consumer bases these GPS capabilities.
How does the location capability differ among carriers in terms of which ones have these GPS chips and which ones don't?
Well, of the major carriers, the ones that today use GPS would include Sprint, Nextel, and Verizon, and this is for 911 purposes. And the carriers that use the network-based triangulation approach I mentioned are AT&T Wireless and T-Mobile.
So does a Verizon customer have a better shot at receiving help from 911 than an AT&T customer does?
It depends, because where the handset-based, GPS-based approach may have technical difficulties in certain areas, the network-based may not. One good example is a handset-based approach relying on GPS chips when you're in the middle of a heavy forest. The forest might block out or diminish the GPS signals, but if you're an AT&T customer, for example, that just relies on terrestrial-based triangulation from nearby towers, the foliage is not an issue.
But if I'm in a clear, open area, you know, a city, lots of people around, a GPS chip will locate me better than triangulation will.
It might, but triangulation actually works very well. If there are a number of towers in the area, they will triangulate with all the towers that are available, so you can get the same kind of accuracy as GPS. As a common statement, GPS generally is more precise, but network-based can be just as precise.
That's Jeff Cohen from the FCC. Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. A new study indicates states that ban texting while driving don't have fewer distracted driving accidents. In fact, there might be more accidents as drivers hide their phones so they don't get caught, then they get disoriented and crash. And Amazon.com announced a version of its Kindle for the web. You'll be able to read sections of books, but not whole books, on a Kindle-looking screen. So it's like browsing in a bookstore, but just on your computer. I first spotted this next item on BoingBoing.net. Rob Cockrum, you run the website Cockeye.com, and you've built the incredibly depressing Mega Millions Lottery Simulator. How does it work?
Well, it allows you to not only simulate playing the lottery one time, but it allows you to try a batch of numbers 1,000 times, which is pretty much the number of times that you'd play if you played twice a week for 10 years.
Why did you build this?
For anybody that has done the math, the prospect of playing the lottery is already depressing.
Yeah, you say for anybody who's thought about the math, I don't think about the math when I'm buying a lottery ticket. I think about my yacht and my caviar spigot that'll be installed in the yacht.
That's right. That's probably what you should do if you want to play the lottery, because you're trying to visualize the odds of 1 in 175 million. It's tough to do just with one illustration, but I think that the incredibly depressing Mega Millions Lottery Simulator pulls it off.
Rob Cockrum from Cockeye.com. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
We have a link to Rob's depressing simulator at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.